This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our emergency medical, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you're doing out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, as well as on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Now, Sean wanted us to elaborate a little bit more on the Senator Ron Johnson thing. That's the Senate Intel Committee, correct?
For the Bidens?
Yeah.
It's the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
Okay, Homeland Security Committee. Because he said that Mitt Romney was on it and some other senator, we couldn't find the name of the guy, but Kamala Harris is on it. That's a committee she's on. And he was concerned about this as being stonewalled and maybe it might be shelved or whatever, but I don't think so. When they say they've got a report done and it's out within a few days, it's coming out.
Well, look, he Ron Johnson wanted to put out some other subpoenas, and he pulled that vote because of the pushback, certainly from Romney. But what he did get, kind of in exchange, was 40 subpoenas regarding Crossfire Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So. It was kind of a trade-off.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away last night. I said it was around 9 o'clock. I think it was, I think I remember watching the tail end of Martha McCallum when she broke in. So I want to say it was on her show, which would have been around 7:45-ish, maybe?
Well, we don't know when she actually died. It's a matter of when the press or officials were contacted, but she died at home. Her death was actually imminent because, and I think that a lot of the powers necessarily knew this in Washington, D.C., because her family had been with her all week. So it was kind of like, you know, do what you need to do, but you've got days or hours left. So, I mean, she could have died at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for all we know, but by the time that the press was notified, it went pretty viral last night, didn't it?
Yeah, and they had a lot of people in front of the Supreme Court that were paying their respects, candles lit and all that sort of stuff, which I thought was very nice.
Yes, very nice. Oh, I mean, she certainly had a great following, and most of the following are those people that were pro-abortion and pro-immigration, because that's what Ginsburg's, you know, a lot of her votes and or decisions during her reign were on. Now, that's obviously going to cause some contention on whoever Trump nominates. The big question is, when does he make the nomination? And if he does make a nomination, and then, of course, who it is.
I got a couple of names.
Well, he gave us names. Mm-hmm. I mean, we already had names previously, but last week he came out and gave us several more names, including Senator Cruz and Senator Hawley and several others.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz has already said no. And the truth of the matter is we cannot take a nominee or a candidate out of the Senate. The Senate right now is too important to hold power in at least one chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot take anybody, period, out of the Senate.
Well, I've got a woman's I got a woman's name here. I'm going to throw it out to you, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah,
she's
right,
number one in the list. She's number one in the list that I got, was put together by Bill Mears and Shannon Bream by Fox News.
Well, I mean, Amy Barrett was one of the names on the short list during the Kavanaugh hearing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, her name has been out there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
The contentious thing about that is the judiciary is now no longer headed by Chuck Grassley. It is now Lindsey Graham.
Yep.
And that's not a bad thing for sure, but it is that her name is going to be yet another, if in fact she is nominated, you're going to have Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
Absolutely up in arms because they don't want any Catholics. They
no.
got a huge problem with the Catholic doctrine.
Yep, and she's accused her of bringing her religious values into the judgeship.
They did that to Brett Kavanaugh, and they've done that to several other lower court candidates in the confirmation. So anyway, we're coming into a crisis, and I think your listeners need to necessarily understand that. We are... just hold on because it's gonna be wild. Especially when now I think we have three states that by judges' decisions can count their ballots even if their ballots are received after Election Day.
And ballot harvest. And ballot harvest. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more because one of the judges agreed to, I believe it was Michigan, being allowed to ballot harvest their votes. Here we go. It's the only legal in one state that I know of right now, California. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, I'll tell you what, Balance of Nature is something that will help you. It's helped me and many other of my friends. You know, Balance of Nature, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not getting enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. You can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Go over to the website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the different products they have, especially the fruits and veggie capsules, which is what I'm taking. And use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You will save 35%. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. And joining us again, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, we got a phone call here. I think it's our favorite question asker. Is that you, Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
I wanted to ask Denise, I guess you heard that Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away.
Yep, long time ago. Heard it last night. Go ahead.
Yeah, last night. Yeah, yeah, sure. Will Trump be able to get his Supreme Court judge in, and will it have an effect on the election?
All right. That's a pretty interesting question there, Denise.
Well, that's a $64,000 question.
Right.
Yes. He can nominate somebody. Now, the contention is the Democrats do not want a nomination at all.
That's right.
But, yes, he can nominate somebody. The big question is, when does he nominate somebody? And when does that nomination advance to a hearing and then confirmation? Now, Senator McConnell put out a statement last night,
that said there will be a vote on the Senate floor. Okay, but he didn't say when. Now, as I said before the break, we're going to come into a crisis here.
Mm-hmm.
And the crisis is going to be because of the election and the ballots. You know they're going to be contested.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, the nominee is going to be contested. The Democrats already do not want a nomination put up at all. They say that the, you know, the next president should have that authority.
Yep.
And so before we can get started, we got that you know, log jam.
Yep.
Now, I would say that Trump should wait. Personally, this is me. He should wait until the last week and maybe even the 29th or 30th of October.
That's what I've heard, October 30th. Mm-hmm.
To put up a name.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I would do that is, one, it would cut down on protests, because mm-hmm. if he puts up one tomorrow, they're going to protest all the way into November.
Yep.
And October the 30th, I think, is a Friday, so there wouldn't be a lot of time to go into media production, to cut commercials and whatnot, being anti-nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then there would still be time if the Supreme Court has to weigh in on who the president's going to be, if the votes are that close in mm-hmm. whatever state.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have judges that are going to look at, you know, a contested vote outcome in all the battleground states. And so it's going to have to go through the state thing and then the election commission. And by the time it works its way to the Supreme Court, we're clearly looking into January. If by inauguration day there isn't a decision, then it goes to whoever becomes Speaker of the House. Because remember,
yep.
If the Republicans take back the House, then Pelosi is not Speaker.
Kevin McCarthy is.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't take back the House, then Pelosi becomes what is known as an interim president.
Yep.
And then it goes to a vote in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And the vote in the House is done by a delegate or a designated member of that state, only one per state. Mm-hmm. If that still is at a standoff, that the House can't make the vote, then it goes over to the Senate. And the Senate does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't happen, I mean, there's like a whole bunch of what ifs. But it actually could come down where Pence ends up as president, and then he could bring in Trump as vice president.
Yeah, but
so
it's not
all
gonna,
of those.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of scenarios. I just did a pretty extensive radio interview on this the other day, and it's kind of confusing. But yeah, you can't. You also have, I think, four or five senators that are in real battles to keep their seat, Republican senators.
Correct.
And that is Susan Collins, that is Tillis, that is Joni Ernst. So now the Democrats have already put forth a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And the threat is, if Trump puts up a nominee, then they're going to end the filibuster in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also going to stack the court, the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and they want to add to it, is my understanding, right? They want to go from 9 to 12.
They could go from 9 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
That's what stacking the court is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, Eric,
we're just prepare. This is, we're coming into a crisis, ladies and gentlemen.
Eric,
we're coming into a crisis.
Eric and Seminole are saying, let them protest all they want. President Trump needs to do this Monday. Nominate, vote, get it done. At least the Supreme Court will be insured for a time, regardless of who wins the election in November.
Well, again, you got to be careful, because what could end up happening is if they go through that process, you could end up losing those senators that are in real battle races,
mm-hmm.
and then the Republicans no longer have control of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, then you're going to stack the court and you're going to end the filibuster.
Yep.
So just this is truly an art of chess going
chess
on
game.
Right now.
Yep. It's a chess game, big time. Now let me ask you a question, because we didn't mention this. And we probably should have elaborated on it when we heard about it. President Trump is reportedly unhappy with the FBI director Christopher Wray's testimony in the Russian interference in Antifa. And there are reports now that a short list for the FBI director is being worked on, including our mutual friend Sidney Powell.
He is apparently on the list. Now, this hasn't been confirmed, but there is chatter/rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you that the decision to replace Christopher Wray probably would not be made prior to Election Day. That would throw another sand in the gears. That would still make other things pretty crazy in Washington, D.C.
Mm. Okay. So what we do now? What do we do now?
Just brace. I mean, okay. if you go back and remember the Kavanaugh hearings and how things just went, you know, all those protests outside of the Supreme Court,
yep.
and the screaming and the yelling in the halls of Congress and this and that, I will tell you, going when Trump puts up a name, we're going to have that, and then you're going to add that into Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
You're going to be out on the streets raising hell.
Yeah, all over the country.
All right. Now, finally, Michael Moore, for the third time, has warned the Democrats that the Trump voters' enthusiasm is totally off the charts, and the Democrats aren't.
Well, they can't be excited because they're not allowed to be anywhere to be excited. He's not holding rallies.
He had 25 people yesterday in Minnesota in that plant. 25 people, and Trump had about 20,000 last night at that airport hangar.
Yeah.
Big difference, right?
Well, I mean, that's the way that it's designed by the Biden campaign. What are you going to do?
Well, lose an election.
Okay.
Lose an election. Well, here comes the music. Okay, but anyway, what I want to finish with is we've had a great week. We've been a lot of news break on our shift here. So there we go. Another fine week. Great job. Talk to you on Monday. All righty. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes. And sign up for the articles, and you'll be away just like we are, finding out all kinds of stuff. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to reiterate her hard line for $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief or nothing at all.
But it's hard to see how we can go any lower when you only have a greater need.
Despite the fact that a 50-member bipartisan group, evenly divided between House Republicans and Democrats, unveiled a $1.5 trillion compromise plan, Nancy Pelosi continues to say the Democrats aren't discussing that with her.
They don't say that, actually. Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families.
The compromise bill includes a fresh round of $1,200 stimulus checks, expanded federal unemployment at $450 per week, and the reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan, join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two facilities to serve you, two campuses. We're going to tell you all about where they're at after they get a chance to tell you where what it is they do and what they can do for you. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been teaching people how to become aviation maintenance techs for going on 75 years. That's right, 75 years. And I will tell you that during that time, they put out thousands of certified aviation maintenance techs, and all of them have done very well. Thank you very much. Now, there is still a demand
for qualified aviation maintenance techs as people are retiring from the aircraft industry. As you well know, a lot of people are taking retirement versus being laid off because the airlines are actually cutting back a little bit. But as one airline goes away, another one pops up. That's the way it always works. And by the way, it doesn't have to be an airline. It could be a private commuter jet where somebody buys an aircraft and says, okay, we're going in the charter business. But those planes all need to be worked on. And the two locations they have, one is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, across the bay from where I'm at. Now, to find out more, go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But you really need to give them a call and schedule a tour at one of their facilities. That way you'll know what you're getting into, and you're going to love it when you see all the stuff they have to offer. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Tell them you want to take the tour, whichever facility works for you, the one in Mass or the one down here in Florida. And tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get the white gloves treatment, too, out of the boot. So there you go. Now then, we have got reports that came through yesterday at Fort Hood of an active shooter. However, it was not an active shooter. Thank God, Fort Hood, Texas, again. It was somebody that apparently made homicidal threats towards his leadership, and the Post issued a brief statement about it. The soldier was taken into custody, and that's all we know at the moment. We probably won't know any more until the charges actually come up and we know the who, the what, the when, where, why. Now, China's pursuit of more aircraft carriers validates the U.S. Navy's commitment to building more American aircraft carriers themselves in the future. That according to the U.S. Admiral in charge of providing forces to the fleet. He says, go ahead and build that big ship. Now also, the selection of Colonel Stephen Keane eliminates one crucial roadblock to restarting the pretrial hearings in the long-running case of the five men accused of helping plot the attacks of September 11, 2001. Those trials are about to start, those military tribunals. And the Union wants the DOD EA schools to move to remote learning, citing the death of a Fort Knox DOD school counselor from COVID-19. But the school counselor actually had some other pre-existing conditions that may have contributed to his death, so not so fast. By the way, the top military in charge of the U.S. nuclear arsenal said there is no condition right now where he would recommend conducting an explosive nuclear test, though that could change in the future depending on what happens with Russia or China or North Korea. And the Air Force is having some problems. Air Force Chief of Staff Charles C.Q. Brown said that 98 airmen have died by suicide so far this year. That's 98 too many. Need to get that under control somehow. And you know, guys and gals in the military, if you see something, say something when it comes to these military people that are threatening suicide. You know what's going on. Say something. Get them some help. And as the U.S. Air Force embarks on a new effort to field a replacement for the MQ-9 Reaper drone, multiple defense companies have stepped up with new long-range stealthy design concepts for the emerging MQ-Next competition. We'll see where that goes. By the way, a top Air Force leader in the Pacific refused to confirm or deny recent reports that a U.S. aircraft disguised itself as a Malaysian plane and allegedly spoofed a transponder signal to spy on Chinese military activities. But he says at the same time the U.S. did not break any rules in doing that. And the Air Force Global Strike Command is seeing a surge in the readiness of its B-1, B-2, and B-52 aircraft as the bomber fleet shifts away from continuous bomber presence deployments and missions like close air support. Obviously, a dynamic force change coming in with that aircraft. Now, did you hear about this one? C-17s, great big supply planes. Air Mobility Command is testing how its workhorse strategic airlifter can not only carry in-combat weapon systems, but also contribute to a fight by dropping bombs and providing targeting data for artillery. How about that? See some bombs coming out of one of those big puppies, huh? Wow, that could be interesting. And you heard me talk about this with Kyle Warren. The United States hopes to move forward with naming Qatar as a major non-NATO ally, a status that provides foreign nations with benefits in defense, trade, and security cooperation, that coming from a senior U.S. official. At the same time, they're looking to have Qatar sign a peace agreement with Israel before they do that. That would be the contingency. And the Ukraine and the United States launched joint military exercises this week, 2 days after Russia began joint military drills with forces in neighboring Belarus. Again. Now, China started a military exercise near the Taiwan Strait on Friday, which not only includes their aircraft carrier, but also one of their submarines was spotted over there, one of their new submarines. And Special Ops plans to buy a new light attack fleet, but may get some pushback as the commander of Air Force Special Operations Command hasn't given up on buying aircraft for close air support and precision airstrikes, as well as intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions. But he acknowledged that congressional uncertainty over the fiscal 2021 defense budget may in fact delay plans for the purchase of a new fleet of light attack aircraft designed specifically for that task. Also, the federal government outlined its plans this week for distributing a COVID-19 vaccine free to all Americans, with the Defense Department leading the operational planning, oversight, and logistics of distribution without ever touching the product, senior officials said in a phone call to reporters. Now, congressional lawmakers reached a deal this week to send sweeping veteran suicide prevention legislation to the White House later this month, but the plan for now will abandon any serious discussion about gun safety for at-risk veterans. And that's the deal you heard them talk about, where they want to take the guns away from the veterans if they exhibit suicidal or homicidal symptoms. That's what they're talking about there. Now, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee accused officials from the Department of Energy of performing as rogue actors who aim to undermine the agency in charge of managing nuclear warheads, which in turn could damage the Pentagon's nuclear modernization plans. That's our military and veterans news segment for this hour. I'll be right back with the beach and boating forecast as we close out the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. I got one more segment to go.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. Or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Tell you what, I hope you're ready to have a good time out on the water, because it's going to be one of those weekends where, yeah, probably you'll be able to do it today. Tomorrow might be a little bit more difficult. Sunday and Monday, certainly, depending on where Tropical Storm Beta is, it could be even worse. But today it'll be mostly sunny with an afternoon thunderstorm. Winds will be out of the northeast at about, they'll start out anyway, at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Then they'll go strictly to the north at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a light to moderate chop today, most of the day. The Gulf water temperature is 86 degrees. The bay water temperature, 83. We had our high tide at 3:37 a.m., and our low tide is coming at 9:57 a.m. Now, you know, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club.
Freedom Boat Club is a national organization with 232 locations across the country. You probably have got a Freedom Boat Club near you, even if you don't know it, somewhere close by. So, check them out online by going to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Now, you can also call the Freedom Boat Club at 855-FREEDOM to get more information. But if you don't already know this, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing because that's what it is. Now, we've all been advised to keep our distance, and you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything as you load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends, family, while you sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without having to own the boat. And all you got to do is make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So again, the number to call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you're going to have one whale of a time out there on the water in a boat. Now, the president said, and I quote here what he had to say, in case you missed it, and most of the media did, the Census Bureau reported that the median household income in 2019 grew a whopping 6.8%, the largest annual increase on record, with lower-income workers and minorities benefiting from faster growth and a tighter labor market before the pandemic. Now, we are coming back. We are coming back. We're just not going to sit and low drive and have to wait and worry for this, that, and the other thing to happen. We are coming back. We're roaring back. And even though the Democrats don't want you to believe that, and they'll say to you, they'll go, well, there's no such thing as roaring. We're crawling, and we can do so much better, and it's bad, and the sky is falling, and the doom and gloom and all that stuff. Nope, not true. And I'll tell you what. There is no greater measure of presidential significance than a chief executive's ability to transform not just his own, but also the opposing party when it comes to the Middle East and China. Now, the Democrats are closer to Donald Trump today than they were at the offset of his term because of what just happened, as the president has basically changed the world and the Middle East forever, with countries actually seeking out to do business and to have a peaceable arrangement with Israel, because they realize there's a lot more to gain than there is to lose. And by the way, Operation Warp Speed, which uses federal research dollars to supplement and accelerate private companies' vaccine development efforts, could now be just mere months away from having a COVID-19 vaccine approved and ready to save lives. The military's already testing it. Remember I told you? And we're getting so close. So close. We'll see what plays out. Now, the other thing is, the U.S. Department of Education has opened an investigation into Princeton University after the school president, Christopher Elsgruber, wrote in an open letter alleging that racism persists at Princeton. He said, and I quote, "What the Department of Education seeks to obtain from this investigation is what evidence Princeton used in its determination that the university is racist, including all records signed by Elsgruber's letter." Okay. We'll see what happens. And that's them telling on themselves, so to speak. Oh, by the way, did you hear about the Federal Election Commission and what they said about churches? Now, the IRS is always telling churches and other entities that don't pay taxes, that are non-taxable entities, charities, that they can't get into politics. But yesterday, less than 7 weeks before the 2020 presidential elections, the head of the Federal Election Commission reminded people that it's okay for churches and other religious organizations to endorse political candidates. Okay, endorse them, just don't tell anybody, right? Oh, by the way, if you're out for a drive this weekend and you're headed up towards Newport Richey, or maybe you're going up to Crystal River, or maybe here in Tampa, how about checking out Moss Nissan? Now, Moss Nissan has over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Moss has probably got one of the largest selections in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, see Moss. Now, they spell their name M-A-U-S. They'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. Had some people come down in the last week from Augusta, Georgia, and Valdosta, Georgia, to buy a Titan. They got a tremendous deal. One guy saved $12,000. He was ecstatic. Now, if you're searching for a new improved service experience, you want to get your vehicle serviced, well, how about checking out Moss Nissan? Because, again, you serve, you save. All active duty, all veterans, all first responders, all pastors and faith workers, you get a 20% discount in your service if you get it done at Moss Nissan. And the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Moss Acura in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa, with both Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side by side in the same dealership. So there you go. Check them out. Check them out. See what they have to offer. You're going to be glad you did. And I'll be up there probably in another week or two to check things out myself. And Steve and everybody in the chat room, you guys have a great weekend, because we appreciate hearing from all of you. And Steve over in Thailand has been talking tonight. By the way, sports this weekend, not sure what's going to happen. The only thing that I might watch would be our local football team here, the NFL team, the Buccaneers, to see if Brady could win. But that'll be it. Nothing else. Not really interested. I'd rather watch a movie. At least I don't have to watch the protest. By the way, the United States has officially banned now WeChat and TikTok from the app stores. They've got till Sunday to download those programs. Otherwise, they'll be gone forever. And if they don't follow the rules, they're going to ban them forever and get rid of them. So there you go. But who knows what's going to happen next with all that stuff. Now, we've had a real busy week. The weekend show we started out, Kyle Warren sat there and shook, rattled, and rolled because they had a hurricane. They heard an earthquake strike in his backyard, 4.6 magnitude. Everything was okay. Nobody was hurt. His wife went outside to check and see what was going on. His son, too, while he was sitting there talking to me on the radio. But keep in mind, it's all about we the people here in this program, and you never know what's going to happen in the middle of the night. So check us out. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. We look forward to seeing you on the radio. God bless America. Stay safe. And
there's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.